Almond growers work hard to be sustainable. It's amazing. Impressive statistics even show it. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Daniel Veenstra is an almond grower as well as a senior manager for reputation management and sustainability communications for the Almond Board of California.
You know, something we don't really think about is letting that native cover grow between the tree rows. That's important for increasing biodiversity in our farms, and that provides habitat for the good bugs that kill the bad bugs, right? But it also, they often have blooming plants within them. So 42% of our orchards are growing that, maintaining that native cover. But then beyond that, we know farmers are taking it a step further. Some of them are planting those blooming cover crops, the ones for pollinators within their rows, and that's increasing year after year. I talked about how I've planted some on my farm, and we know it doesn't work everywhere, but within that, the certifying body for bee-friendly farms, their name's Pollinator Partnership, they, all of their certified farms in the U.S., of all of them, 86% are California almond farms. That is an amazing stat, and it's proof of principle about how farmers, you know, we're using our farms to be solutions to some of these larger challenges.
That's Danielle Veenstra. She's an almond grower, as well as the senior management for reputation management and sustainability for the Almond Board of California. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.